Center for the Preservation of Contemporary Art, Centro per la Documentazione dell'Arte Contemporanea, at the Piero Pergoli Cultural Center. The building that once served as the Giacomo Leopardi Primary School has been housing the Piero Pergoli Cultural Center since 2004. It is made up of a municipal library, a conference center, and the Center for the Preservation of Contemporary Art down in the basement, which is often just called CART, an acronym based on the Italian title Centro per la Documentazione dell'Arte Contemporanea. In the porch of the main building stands a bronze bust of Piero Pergoli, an anti-fascist war hero who took part in the Italian anti-fascist resistance movement, Giustizia e Libertà, and was then a member of the Italian Republican Party. The cultural center takes his name. The Center for the Preservation of Contemporary Art was inaugurated in May 2009, and it boasts a noteworthy collection exhibiting the works of eminent artists such as Corrado Cagli, Orfeo Tamburi, Piero Ghigliardi, Ludovico Spagnolini, Bruno D'Osimo, Giorgio Bampadre, and Vladimiro Tulli. One focal point of the museum is the Blue Room, with an important body of artwork by Valerio Trubiani, dedicated to Giacomo Leopardi and acquired by the Town Hall of Falconara Marittima in 2004. There are a series of pyrographies, drawings, etchings, and a sculpture from 1990. With this artwork, Trubiani, one of the most well-known contemporary artists from the Marche region, has paid his own personal tribute to the great Italian poet from Recanati. As you enter the room, you will see to your right the set of pyrographies dedicated to Leopardi. Viaggi e transiti, travel and transit. These 12 pieces of artwork were made between 1993 and 1997, and they show visionary landscapes where the animal kingdom fuses with views of parts of the city which Leopardi either lived in or visited in the course of his short life. Sometimes the talented Italian poet is depicted in the pyrographies by the artist as a full-length figure, whereas on other occasions we only see his head or a symbolic representation in animal form. Then, on the left-hand side of the Blue Room, there are a series of 10 drawings made between 1979 and 1987, as well as 8 etchings which were carried out between 1987 and 1998. In this set of artworks, Trubiani focuses on the prolificness of Leopardi's poetry, and he taps into the genius of some of his verses to gather inspiration for his drawings and etchings. Here we find the composition inspired by the village Saturday night broom, otherwise known as the flower of the desert, or the much celebrated poem called The Infinite. To bring this set of artwork to a close, there is a small sculpture which draws inspiration, like some etchings, from the poem entitled Night Song of a Wandering Shepherd in Asia. The words describe how a nomadic shepherd in Asia speaks to the moon about the meaning of life and the role that man plays in the universe. There is a connection between this body of works and the sculpture called Volo Frenato, Thwarted Flight, which stands in the entrance to the town hall in the castle. Some artwork, also belonging to the town council, is displayed at the library, and one interesting piece is a draft on paper of the mosaic created by Enzo Cucchi and placed at the entrance of the new council chamber at the castle of Falconara.